Oh, nothing.
And so, as the time was ticking by, finally Schleims came over and he knocked on the door.
Coming! Is that you, Schleims?
Yeah, it's me.
All right, that's good, that's wonderful. Okay, come on in.
You gotta open the lock first.
Oh, good idea. I don't know why I thought of that. Okay, I'm gonna open the door. Come on in.
Okay, all right. Let's start chazaring our Gemara, okay? Great idea.
We don't learn Gemara. We're learning Mishnayos.
Oh, yeah, right. Let's chazar our Mishnayos.
Did you ask us, Heidi? Not yet. What are we going to learn?
The Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perik Yud, Perik Vav. We were in the middle of chazaring it earlier, and let's pick up where we were. So, one of the things that is used to be, you know, coin the Torah is doing the mitzvah of Noisei Be'ayil Im Chaveray, which means, of course, to be able to carry the yoke, meaning of the balance of the suffering. If somebody feels bad or something happened to someone, we should feel his pain and suffering the same way. Right? Something to that nature.
Yeah, you know, I've been having a problem with that, Mishnah.
Really? What's the problem?
I don't know. If somebody gets, hurt or somebody loses something, how am I supposed to feel like he does? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
How's your boys learning over there?
We're learning, we're chazaring some Pirkei Avos over here, and...
You're learning Pirkei Avos now? It's not the summer months. What's going on?
Oh, that just happens to be, we were learning Mishnayos, we're going through the Mishnayos, and this is what, Schleims and I were learning.
Yeah, I see. So this is what you're learning. Okay. I know, I could smell...
The chillin', it was very good, wasn't it?
No, I could smell that you're not really learning Pirkei Avos. This is a setup.
A setup? Oh, you want to play chess? Hey, Schleims, you ever see my Zadie play chess?
No. Are you really good at it? I don't like to play on Shabbos, although some people do. But I like to spend my time in learning. For me, Oynik Shabbos is not playing a game of chess, because Boruch Hashem I'm a higher madrega. I could learn. Now, for some people, they have a special chess game, just special for Shabbos. So, but I'm not going to go into this now. That's not my purpose over here. So, what's this going on here, yes? You're going to tell your Zadie, yes?
Well, this morning in shul, you remember?
Oh, yes, the man, Mr. Pesach Levitsburg. Very nice man, very, very nice man. I knew his father way back then, a very fine man. Zaya fine mishpocha.
Yeah, I know, but, they sent this guy up. He wasn't even a professional speaker.
You don't need a special professional speaker for something like this. It's a pure case of Noisei B'Ayil Im Chaveray. What's the problem? People suffered, and you bring a person that suffers, you hear the way he speaks, you hear he speaks from his heart. What, you need an actor over here? You don't need an actor. You need somebody to speak from the heart. You can feel what they are feeling over there, and you will feel like giving a donation. That's what it is. He spoke very well, as far as I'm concerned. Yes, indeed. Now, I smell that you want a story for something. Explain me why you want the story, and maybe I give you a good story.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you. Well, you see, at the Kiddush, I was talking with Schleims, and Schleims was saying that, it's kind of strange. I said, this guy's a great actor.
An actor? How could you call him an actor? This man was speaking from his heart.
I know. That's what Schleim said. And then I said, you know, like, sure, we got to feel it. You know, sure. You know, if I hear something bad, I hear Chas V'Shalom, my house burned down, of course I'm going to feel bad. If I hear there's a hurricane and something happened, of course I'm going to feel bad. If I heard somebody was playing ball and Chas V'Shalom, he stubbed his toe, of course I'm going to feel bad. But then it's going to disappear after a while. How long can I feel bad? It's not part of me. It didn't happen to me. But you know, like, we were discussing it. And, you know, like, we remember learning in class about the story Rabbi Akiva Eger. You know?
Ah, it's a wonderful story with the vine spilling. Yes. That's because of Akiva Eger.
Yeah, I know he wasn't a great Madrega, but we're not on such a Madrega. What we want to know, Sadie, do you have a story that maybe could tell us that we could, like, feel the.
You want a story that will teach even young children like you how to feel, how you say, the burden, the suffering of his friend, right?
Yeah, that's right. Because, you know, sometimes we can make people feel embarrassed if Chas V'Shalom we don't feel it, you know what I mean? You know, like, for example, let's say it would happen. I was at a birthday party, right? And Schleims was at a birthday party. We're both at a birthday party. And then let's say a guy named Salmi, he goes over and he spills his soda all over the place. We wouldn't probably say, oy vey, we better make believe that we don't notice it. We wouldn't do that. And we wouldn't take soda and spill on ourselves and say, oh, you did the same thing, nothing to worry about. We wouldn't do that. We'd probably go, ha! We'd probably all laugh, you know, even though that's wrong. But you know, like, maybe if you have a good story, you know what I mean, Sadie?
Do I have a good story? Ben, don't I have a good story?
Oh, I mean, a story special for, like, what we're asking.
Let me think about this a little bit.
Zadie, I asked for a story, not for a zemmer.
I'm thinking. But when I think, I like to sing to myself.
Is that the high part of the song?
No. I got a story for you. And Schleims, sit down. I got a story.
Can I hear the story too?
Sure, Meaty, sit down.
Can I hear the story also?
I thought you went to sleep.
I was about to go to sleep. When I heard that you were telling a story, I just can't fall asleep. If you're going to tell a story, I'll sleep after the story. Go ahead, Zayda. Tell us the story.
Yes, Zadie, tell us the story.
All right. This is a story. I don't know if it's true or not. There are many different versions of the story. And so, I'm going to tell you the version that I know. That's all. Okay, I heard this story when I was young. You know that?
Really? Wow. I mean, this happened in, like, the 1200s or something?
There you go again. You're selling me the jokes. No, I'm not that old, you know.
Oh, you're older?
Yossi, you want me to tell the story or not?
Oh, sorry, Zadie. I'm very sorry. Okay, go ahead. Schleims, you listening?
Of course I'm listening.
Miri?
Of course.
Tati?
Yes.
Mommy?
I'm listening in the kitchen, but I'll be there soon.
Oh, boy, this is great. Go ahead, Zadie.
Don't worry. You take your time putting everything back in the refrigerator. It's okay, don't worry. All right, I'm going to tell the story. This story happened, as my memory says, it was in the 1900s.
Where did it happen?
It happened in Moscow, in the winter time. Do you know where Moscow is?
Moscow? I don't know where Moscow is, but I know where Moskowitz is.
There you go. Very good, very good. Moscow is like one of the big cities in Russia. Anyways, well, Moscow, you know, in those days, yeshivas were not like nowadays.
What do you mean, Sadie? What do you mean?